This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Birthday edition. Birthday edition. Birthday edition.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. I appreciate, Michael, the words that you just used. It's very kind of you. So hold on, we're having a conversation about hot pepper. What? Hot oil? Okay, sounds good. Hot oil,
oh,
hot pepper.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Tell her you definitely want the hot oil.
Michael says I definitely want the hot oil. You're disgusting. I don't think it's that kind of hot oil.
Well, then.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to start off.
Andrew, did you say wow?
That was just in your ear, but yeah.
Yeah, he's in quite the good mood today.
Oh, yeah, he's
chipper. If anybody understands what Michael said, and was in on anything that's ever been discussed at the radio station, would really find that funny. Gross is not bad looking.
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
NTB, not that bright.
Good evening to Don.
Left it.
Good evening to Michael.
No, I don't.
Good evening to Don.
Yeah.
Good evening to Michael.
The Yankees were in on Cruz. That's how valuable Cruz is considered. And, you know, Cruz would have had to play the outfield for the Yankees. Either he would have had to play left field or Stanton would have had to play left field. But they were in on him. And the Blue Jays made the trade. The Twins were...
Oh, dear God.
Good evening to Don.
Mets begin a 10-game homestand tonight with 3 against the Toronto Maple Leafs. And we welcome in a brand new player.
Now, see, that's dropping it on the table. That's the winner.
That's a big one. I got to tell you, though, Lift It is pretty good. Lift It Up is pretty good.
Lift It!
Do you know how Michael feel? You know how Michael would feel, Don, if he was to one day take a big hit of the Bubonge?
Oh, I love to pop it.
No. Lifted. It was lifted.
Lifted!
There you go. All right. You know what? Today,
Peter,
is my birthday.
Do you believe that when I get home today, because I know I have a big social day tomorrow with you and Miss Hatton, should I consume the entire season 2 of Ted Lasso, which is out today?
Wow, I forgot that's out today.
Yep. The whole thing. Should I do the whole thing?
No. I like to enjoy a show, you know? Let it breathe a little bit. I got to tell you, though, it's a little sad watching the Sudeikis, the Lasso storyline about his divorce for the character, yeah, knowing that when he was shooting season 1, he was really going through his divorce.
Mm-hmm. You're a good man. You have feelings. Well, that never even entered my mind.
I'm empathetic.
Yeah,
I understand.
You are. Yep.
You know what? Today is my birthday, so let's start off with this beautiful audio of the men's national basketball team.
Happy birthday!
That is the men's basketball team singing happy birthday to Kevin Durant, which led to the rest of all the U.S. Olympians singing happy birthday to Kevin Durant, who's looking around with a strange, befuddled look on his face because today is not
Oh, no.
It's not Kevin Durant's birthday. No, it's not. I really enjoyed this moment. Really, really enjoyed it. The look, I don't know how to describe how confused and annoyed Kevin Durant looked. Kevin Durant looks like, I will say, a guy who would be fun to prank if he was on your team.
He seems to take things. Pranked?
That's Andrew's, that's how I took it. How did you take it?
The same way. They knew it wasn't his birthday.
His birthday is September 29th. It was like when you go to a restaurant and tell the waiter it's your friend's birthday just so they come sing and make your friend feel awkward.
By the way, Ted Lasso, only 1 episode a week.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to have to talk to Apple TV about this. Lift it!
So they're They're doing it real TV show. Wow, they're doing it real TV style, huh?
Yeah, good. They should.
A lot of streaming services are, like Disney Plus did WandaVision one at a time.
You know what shows tremendous?
All in the Family.
Tell Jody on Apple, Physical.
She's really into Schmigadoon.
Hmm?
God, it is just too much out there. It really is.
What's Schmigadoon?
Schmigadoon is with Keegan-Michael Key and Cecily Strong.
I'm good.
But how can you consume all this? Seriously.
You can't. Why is it called that?
It's a fictional town called Schmigadoon. It's like a play on musicals. And so it's up Jody's alley. I watched two. I said, I'm out. Or as Don would say, I'm good.
Oh, like Shaboopy? Like Shaboopy, Shaboopy, the girl that's hard to get.
No, it's not like that.
All right. Well, you said musicals, and it kind of sounds
like... So you thought of a Family Guy skit.
Now, is that the reason I know about the Music Man? Yes.
Wow, I just got an email here.
From?
Excuse me, Bear? No, sir. He's trying to get to these cookies, and he's trying every angle possible. It's like watching an animal in the wild. It's really insane. Hey, sir! All right, so
Butter's
going to
destroy that old dog.
Yeah.
Butter's going to manhandle that dog.
No, Butter's a puppy. Bear's going to put Butter right in her place. Quick.
You'll see.
He'll give Butter the old man vibes of backup. He'll give him a couple backups. And then the German Shepherd part's coming out. By the way, Bear's DNA test.
Our golden retriever does not get vibes.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now, and I say this with all due respect to the most popular dog breed in America. They're not the sharpest knife in the drawer. You know what I'm saying?
I found out that she's not exactly a Mensa member.
No. They're even by dog standards.
She'll, like, you know, just chew bottles, you know, plastic bottles for no reason. And she thinks she's got, like, she just conquered this great thing. She'll, you know, you finish drinking something, she grabs it, and she runs away with it. And another cough.
Yeah, Bear, I will say, this is very fortunate because he eats everything. But knock on wood, his whole life, he doesn't eat anything that's not edible.
Yeah, Butter eats napkins. You know,
Yeah. Listen to this email I got. Hey there, Peter. My second season with AFC Richmond starts today, July 23rd, and I'd love if you could watch our journey. More importantly, I want you to believe. See, believing is kind of like when a crowd does the wave. It starts with one person just throwing their hands up, but then someone else joins them. And before you know it, that wave is waving all around the dang place. It's like seeing a big yawn because you can't help but do it too, and it kind of takes your breath away. So I've made a little yellow sign to help remind you to believe in us Greyhounds. But hey, I ain't precious. Use it to believe in whatever you want, like athletes from your hometown or someone from work because they get the quivers when they have to present the monthly reports. Let's start a wave of believing and get AFC Richmond back on top. Ted Lasso, manager, AFC Richmond.
Wow.
How you like that, Michael?
You realize that Ted Lasso is a fictional character, that it's not really a documentary.
Well, if that's true, then I don't know how this fictional character got my email address. Mm-hmm. Rick Dennison is out as Vikings assistant after refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. That's right, Courtney Cronin reports. He had been the O-line coach and the run game coordinator the past two seasons, and he is believed to be the first NFL position coach to leave his team after choosing not to receive a vaccine. The vaccine is required for all Tier 1 staff, including coaches, front office executives, equipment managers, and scouts.
I really believe that this is a case that will end up in front of the Supremes. And I don't mean Diana Ross. This will end up at the Supreme Court because you have the right, if you own a business, I think, to tell people this is what you have to do to be in my business. And if you don't want to, then that person has the right to walk away. But now you are also denying Dennison an opportunity to earn a living because he will not do something to his body that you want him to do. I don't know if there's a clear-cut answer, and I think it's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Well, how did it – I'm sure there were lawsuits for drug testing, right?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, I'm sure over the years there was some employee who refused to take a drug test and
said
got fired.
Said it was an evasion. Right.
Yeah, but a drug test, for the most part, is not invasive.
Well, it's not invasive, but it's also – but you're falling on the invasion of privacy – like, how dare you want to monitor what I do away from my workplace? That's similar. Is it apples and apples? No. But I think it's in the same ballpark, right, Peter? Where it's an invasion of privacy, but, you know, it's a private business that wants to know if their employees are on drugs, and you have to take a drug test. So I don't know can a coach sue the NFL? Does he have the money to do that? You'd need to have somebody do it pro bono. You'd have to have a lawyer trying to make a name for themselves. You'd need to have a bunch of them decide to get together and pool their funds. It's really tough to have a lawsuit against the NFL and have it go all the way to the Supreme Court without costing you a fortune. So they would need to get together and make that happen, and I think then we can get some resolution on this.
Now, for those that weren't listening earlier, there is a caveat that if you have if you can prove religious belief or medical exemption, then you don't have to take the vaccine. And he has chosen to prove neither. He just doesn't want to take it. That's where it gets a little bit hinky.
It's going to be very, very interesting.
Well, and
I'm also very curious. Whatever, you know what? Do what you want.
But we're going to run out of time here, because what's going to happen is eventually, the excuse of, well, it's experimental or it's in the emergency stage is going to go away. I mean, eventually this is going to be a proper vaccine in that sense, where that's no longer going to be an excuse. Now, I don't know how long that's going to be, but from what I understand, Pfizer is kind of close to that. So when the emergency status gets taken off, then what's your excuse? Because that's the majority of the excuses we hear. I'm not putting something in my body that's in an emergency stage. Well, if we get to a point where that's taken away, because I had somebody tell me, Michael, that one of the reasons younger people don't want to get the vaccine is because it's in the emergency stage and something does happen to them, they may not be covered with their insurance. Now, I haven't heard that from a lot of the people that have called up. So I'm not sure that's a proper excuse, but it sounds like it's a legitimate one. So wouldn't that then go away if the emergency status was taken off?
Well, we shall see.
It's too deep for me. I just don't know. I really don't know. And I don't even know the proper answer. I just feel like, again, I'm not going to get into arguments with people. I think everybody should take the vaccine. I mean, when Donald Trump and Joe Biden have taken it, well, from both sides of the aisle, when Mitch McConnell has taken it and Nancy Pelosi.
Well, how about this? How about
this? It's not political.
Well, how about this? When frontline workers have to take it because society needs to continue. So doctors, nurses, and frontline people who had to be out there had to take it. How about, I don't want to be selfish and say I personally have these feelings against it. How about everyone's doing it to make society move forward? So unless you have some specific health condition that tells you you shouldn't, how about you do the same thing that the people who are trying to save us have to do? You know.
And again, I'm glad we're not taking phone calls on this because it would get ugly. Because the guy yesterday, I don't take chemotherapy to stop myself from getting cancer, which might be the most ridiculous line ever uttered in the 19 years of the show. But that's how people feel. They're dug in and they get their information from my sister's cousin's aunt who has a nanny back in Greece who this happened to. That's where they're getting their information. So I can't fight that and I won't fight it.
I'm getting mine from doctors. I've heard the doctors and all the experts, but at the same time, my friend from high school said on Facebook,
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cleveland, the Indians, no more. Not after this year. Well, they're already not the Indians. They're Cleveland right now. But they will officially be the Guardians after this season. They had been the Indians since 1915, but now the Cleveland Ball Club has announced the official change with a Twitter narrated by famed A's fan Tom Hanks. So the internal discussions are over. The decision has been made. New logo, new name. The Cleveland Guardians.
And there was a reason behind
it. But you got to do it.
Right
there
by,
is. I saw
that. Right near the stadium, there are like columns that have been there forever. They're Guardians of Traffic, I think they're called. And they're like They're featured like or fashioned after gargoyles. So they have these guardians, and that's what it comes from, the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, sounds great.
Everybody's got a story. There's always a reason for everything. It's just I'm with Peter. It's just going to be awkward no matter what you do.
Well, Peter, that's my birthday gift to you. I got you a Guardians hat.
No,
and an upside down Oriole hat.
I want the upside down Oriole with the sassy hairdo. Oklahoma and Texas, according to ESPN, are on the verge of making the move to the SEC. We know Chris Carlin is very excited about it.
Well, Big Five becomes Big Four.
It could be the official new look of the SEC in a matter of weeks, according to ESPN.
How about Texas, Alabama, LSU, Oklahoma? I mean, woo!
But can we just say something?
You can say whatever. College
sports are a joke.
Well, you know what's going to happen.
The rivalries or lack thereof in college football, it's just an absolute joke. What do you do if you're the remaining teams in the Big 12?
You have to scramble and find another conference, because what's going to happen, the Big Five is going to become the Big Four, which is going to break away from the NCAA and give a big fat middle finger to the NCAA, which no one respects anyway, and they're going to run their own thing.
It's just so trash, though. As a fan of a team that has had the rivalries ruined, you know, you guys know how geared up I get when I see that big Maryland-Rutgers game on the calendar, the Big Ten matchup of two teams, neither of which belong in the Big Ten.
Right.
It just stinks. Let's just look at the
Big East basketball.
Oh, my
God. You get that big Marquette. What's another one that's off the coast?
It's just
unfair. Oh, yeah, that's right. Marquette-Creighton, that big Big East matchup.
It's unfair to children. Big East, and then they think Marquette. And Wisconsin is on the East Coast. It's unfair to children moving forward.
It's a great point. You know, and you remember how confused Don already was about time zones, Michael.
Oh, he didn't learn
that. Let's be honest. We all learned our geography from sports. So we're going to have – the next generation is not going to be able to do that.
No.
And by the way, shout out to the NFL for being the exact opposite. They were committed to the fact Washington and Dallas makes no sense. Okay, but they decided that, and no matter what shuffling happened, they knew, even though it makes no sense, Dallas is staying in the NFC East.
Yes, that's it.
That's just how it's going to be.
That's it.
And if they changed it, people would freak out, and it'll never be changed.
But that's true. I mean, Dallas is not on the East Coast unless there was a huge earthquake and, you know, the East Coast of the United States snapped off. Dallas is not on the East Coast.
Remember, we all grew up with Atlanta and New Orleans being in the West.
Right.
But football doesn't really matter anyway, because, you know, like you're going on, you know, major road trips. How about Jeff Gorton, Michael, part of our coverage tonight of the draft? Former Ranger GM.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jess Buchergrass just sent out a picture, and he's right
there.
By the
way, hell of a driver, too. Hell of a driver.
This is Jeff Gorton.
Yeah, you got to throw a T in there.
I have breaking news. The cough button for Don is in a box, and it is going to be sent to Don after the show. The cough button
Don
will be in play on Monday.
I like that it happened after his third week of coughing. And now you better cough next week, Don. Don't just lose it cold turkey.
I'm hoping a full weekend of medication will put an end to it, but
I doubt it.
Stop hoping, man.
I'm not hoping. These things linger.
I know how you work, man. Linger. I think we're well past linger.
Do you have to?
All right, how about that?
Do me a favor. Get the Ballard drop ready, whichever one you want.
Ballard!
The Packers and Devontae Adams have had their negotiations fall apart. Adams, probably the best receiver in football.
No
way.
They
were looking to extend because he's scheduled to be paid a base salary of $12 million. He's on the final year of his four-year deal. So,
no love whatsoever for Jordan. Because that's the reason he's not signing.
Well, that is. The reason this is falling apart is because the Packers can't get it together with Aaron Rodgers. I know yesterday Ballard said to me, he was like, let's see how good Devontae is next year with a pissed off Aaron Rodgers. I was like, wait, what?
Say what?
Who?
Who?
You think he's coming back?
Who is Ballard a bigger fan of, Jordan Love or Brandy Love?
I'm sorry, who's Brandy Love?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You guys
are going to look it up. Is that going to get through any kind of like firewall?
You don't have to.
I'm sure has it on a bookmark.
How do you know all these porn stars? Honestly,
wait. Hold on, Don. Do you already just did? Michael randomly references a porn star, and then makes Ballard sound like the bad guy. Like he must know that Ballard didn't say anything.
Well, I know Ballard, and Ballard has it bookmarked. I know Ballard.
Well, apparently you do too.
Oh, I love to pop it.
It's my birthday, and I'll eat pizza if I want to. Watch Talking Smack tomorrow on Peacock. That'll do it for ENN on this Friday evening.
Pizza and hot oil. You have some night ahead of you.
Oh, yeah.
Sure do.
Good yeah.
And Ted Lasso, baby.
Let it linger.
You know, Peter, might I say, on your birthday, may you live as long as you want, but never have to want as long as you live.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
You just go on a nice run. You go on a nice run till 98.
You're
not even at mid-age right now.
From your mouth to God's ear.
There you go. Ears. He has two ears. Anyway, coming up, Don's favorite show on the docket, the Dan Grosso Show, filling in for the Chris Carlin Show. This is the only show that actually exists that actually is the show that it's supposed to be. But Dan Grosser will take over the airwaves in just a moment. So in the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great weekend. Happy birthday, Peter. Yankees on Picks 11. So long.
I've never had a dream about Dan.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.